Bay Area Compass. Located at bayareacompass.blogspot.com.
Jay Area!
What's up, YouTube? It's your boy Don Julio giving that fire content. Once again, I'm representing Bay Area Compass. I'm with my boy, Diglin, baby. Thank you
How
for
you
coming.
Doing? Yeah, what's going on with you?
Thanks for joining the platform, bro.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. It's a long drive.
Yeah. But I appreciate you coming through, bro. I mean, we're trying to make this platform bigger, and you're just helping that process.
Appreciate it.
So, speak a little bit about the music you've been working on right now recently. Like, what any projects you've been, besides Young and the Restless that you've dropped?
I dropped Young and the Restless last summer. You know what I mean? Had a bunch of good features on it. Lil Blood, Shaggy T, my boy Drew Street from Atlanta.
Yeah.
JP Bang on some production, but I'm working on the Heartbreaker we about to drop. Actually sending out all today.
Okay.
Yeah, sweet. For sure. So I got a nice album coming up for y'all. We're releasing it on the Bay Area Black Report, Empire Universal. You know what I mean? So everything's running on that route. So you know what I mean? We're just out here doing our promo runs right now.
Hell yeah. You've been doing this for a minute. Like, I saw some videos dated from like 2016, 2015.
For sure.
How long have you been doing this exactly?
We had our distribution deal for since June 2016.
Okay.
We released our first project with Hus Mozzie, you know what I mean, out of Mozzie Records. So, you know what I mean, we've been bubbling ever since, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some of the struggles you had to deal with coming up from 2016 to 2019?
I mean, I don't even look at it as struggles, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just look at it as
the journey,
you know what I mean? I wouldn't change it. It's just the journey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We in control of what we want to do.
You still feel like you're being slept on low-key, or do you feel like people are finally recognizing?
I mean, they gravitating. Okay. They gravitating, like... We get streams every day, you know what I mean? And, I mean, we're pretty tied in. We tied in with Sick With It.
Yeah.
You know, Mozzie Records. We tied in to a Jazzy Faye out there in Atlanta. You know what I mean? I'm tied in with my boy Kid Heat. You know what I mean? And that's what we're doing.
You did that song, Real One, right, with Kid Heat?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah, I really like that record, by the way.
Appreciate it.
I also like the other record, Ivy.
Ivy's dope with Ruby Cannon.
Yeah, you guys made the video to that.
I just dropped that video.
Yeah, I checked it out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
Speak a little bit how that song came into fruition, you know, working with Kid Heat on The Real One and making that video Ivy.
The Kid Heat thing came before. I've been knowing Kid Heat since 2011. Shout out to Kid Heat.
Yeah.
He's a big part of our executive world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a big power behind the scenes, you know what I mean? You get label calls, you get to meet the big people, Jazzy Faye, you know what I mean? Akon and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
We just got back from Hawaii, actually, you know what I mean? We was just out there in Hawaii for 5 days, you know what I mean? Running crazy, you know what I mean? But Kid Heat is just it's a good strong point on what we got going on. Ivy, we've been doing Ruben Cannon since fucking 2003, 2004. He was signed with Def Jam.
Okay.
You know, that's Nick Cannon's brother, so they were signed as writers and artists. You know what I mean? So we've been fucking with them for years. It's just time to, you know what I mean, do our thing. You feel me? Me, Ruben Cannon, we just shot a reality series TV. You know what I mean? We waiting on that. Can't really speak too much on that, but it's being shopped around. So, you know what I mean? We did the footwork.
Okay.
The timing was all perfect, you know what I mean? And then the video, I shot the video to a different couple of people. I didn't want to push it out right away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's out now. You know what I mean? On the Vivo. We building that Vivo channel right now, so that's what we doing.
Hell yeah.
We building.
Yeah, it seems like you're, you know, it's like when I see your profile, I see some of the things you're doing, I feel like there's things that are waiting to come.
For
you
sure.
You know what I mean? Like you said with the reality show and everything. I feel like I'm just waiting for that next thing to drop.
Yeah, I mean, this album right now, we got a lot of, like, singles on the album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we got Nani Blanco. Free Nani Blanco. She about to get out. You know what I mean? That's Sacramento love right there. So we waiting on her to get out. We're going to shoot that video, and we're going to keep grinding with it, bro. We ain't stopping. You know what I mean? We from Bakersfield.
From Bakersfield.
Right. You know?
So how was it being an artist in Bakersfield and kind of spreading your sound throughout the Bay?
I'm the big dog. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm the big dog out there, one of them, man, because I just don't reside there like that. You know what I mean? I just represent it.
Not too many people repping Bakersfield.
Not on the platform.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So we are on the platform. We on Bear Compass. You know what I mean? You guys did some shit with me when me and Little Blood when I released the Anybody Move song. Y'all posted it on my YouTube and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So when I seen y'all doing this, it's just perfect timing. You know what I mean? We took a couple months off. I had some other legal shit I had to deal with, but... Yeah. We back out full throttle. Ain't nothing stopping us right now.
Hell yeah.
Ain't nothing stopping us.
What's a little bit difference of the grind, you know, this year as compared to last? Like, what kind of hustle moves are you making right now?
Man, it's just more about everything falling in place now. We done had Sick With It right there.
Yeah.
That's family. Shout out
Sugar T. Are you signed with Sick With It?
Nah, it's like a family thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out Sugar T.
You did a song with
we got
too.
A song on Young and Restless.
Yeah, that's pretty fire.
You know what I mean? Come Get Me. That's, you know what I mean? That was a dope record. We shot the video. I just didn't put the video out.
Are you gonna put it out?
Probably not. I just moved too forward, too fast. You know what I mean? But Sick With His Family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Mozzie thing. You know what I mean? That's family. Shout out Hus Mozzie. You know what I mean? Fuck with him a big way. Little Blood. You know what I mean? I got some game from Little Blood. You know what I mean? Just apply the pressure on the independent game. We full independent. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got our distribution, but you know what I mean? Me and Tango, we make it happen.
So speak a little bit about being independent and the distribution, because I know a lot of artists who are young, trying to get in the game, want to stay independent, but they feel like they can't do it because they don't know how to distribute. So,
I mean, they got to learn how to follow. You know what I mean? It's like I was telling my manager, I hope some of the artists where I'm from just tap in and follow the game plan.
So kind of have to like follow like a... Like some people who have game already?
They already going to your page watching. You know what I mean? Silently. But, you know, they don't got to be silent. You know what I mean? We all here to grind together.
Yeah.
You know, to make a way for each other. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they just need to apply the pressure. You know what I mean? Distribution means a lot, man. That means we get paid for our work instead of you chasing that deal, man. I want that advancement. But if you ain't got no independent grind in you and you ain't got no placements, and you ain't on these bloggers, and you ain't bringing in the revenue, they not gonna fuck with you.
Yeah.
So we building our own, and they fucking with us. So you know what I mean. Sky's the limit. We got a good dope marketing plan we working on right now. You know what I mean. To really shoot the album, we want to make some money off this album. We done put enough footwork in. You know what I mean. I know we got at least 100 fans to spend $10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And then from there, sky's the limit.
Is the album gonna be on all platforms?
All platforms. You released Barrett Black Report. Shout out Tim Lewis. You know what I mean. Empire Universal. You know what I mean? And we even got Dog Sled right there with us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to back it up. So, I mean, anyone want to tap in with me, man, we got the distribution. We got the distribution deal for y'all. Tap in with Digla, baby. You know what I mean? I'll shoot you over to the manager, and we can make something happen. For sure. You know what I mean? Any independent artist ain't got that platform, let's run it. You know what I mean? Then we got Barry Compass right here with us. We ready to do something.
Okay.
We got to make some money, man.
You got to, man.
You know what I mean?
Too many people in the Bay try to eat.
And they eating. All the big artists are eating is because they got that distribution behind them. And then they putting the car up behind their shit, you know what I mean? And then it's just rolling.
Hell yeah.
Exactly the same thing we doing, you know what I mean? Putting that footwork in, putting a little bit of money behind it, man. It's going to, you know what I mean, grab like the Perk Calling you got up, right?
Yeah.
Perk Calling's full throttle organically
built.
Everything else around it has been promoted. You know what I mean? So we leave Perk Calling just to show us the steps. Mm-hmm. It, as long as it keeps growing, we're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're not just... It's growing every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Spotify, I'm big on Spotify right now. You know what I mean? I got a blue check on Spotify. I'm certified on it.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So we pushing it. You know what I mean? It's hard getting blue checks.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Instagram's next. You know what I mean?
There you go.
For sure. Two more problems working on Pure 2.
Okay.
With my boy Tree Chopper right now. And then we're going to start working on another Digla album. You know what I mean? Just I'm about to flood them.
Hell yeah.
Every 2 months, I got to put something out every 2 months, at least a project, hopefully.
So you said the next project was going to have a lot more singles on it, right?
It just feel like a bunch of singles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people record, I record 60 songs, let me pick 20.
Uh-huh.
You know, they record 30, let me pick 15. I mean, you're getting 10 records I just recorded in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I put out. That's how I do my records. I really don't have too many records laying in the cut.
Yeah.
I have a bunch that ain't mixed, but I just record it, show it around. But if I like, won't go that way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the Heartbreaker was just going off the Nani Blanco record, man. Just had a good feel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what can people look forward to in this album as compared to your last? Is it going to be more real? Is it going to be
professionalism,
more fun?
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's always real. Everything I write is real. Everything I'm doing is something I'm doing my best. Something I'm doing, something someone else doing around me. But it's all real. So they just getting a different chapter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more of the journey chapter.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about, you know what I mean, the hustling. And I'm talking about what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's just about building the fans now. You know what I mean? We got the music. We got the forms. We got the jewelry. We got, you know what I mean? We know the people. We know everything going on. So we just trying to apply the pressure now. You know what I mean? And people are actually gravitating.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even really been on Instagram the last, 6 months? I haven't been on Instagram. I just started. And then from the Hawaii trip, I just see the growth.
Yeah.
I see it.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, shit.
I think people are just starting to see the videos. They're starting to see the content.
I think they're seeing the growth.
Yeah.
And when they get this album, they're going to hear the growth.
Uh-huh. Because the quality is good.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. Shout out 28 Grams, you know what I mean? Dosocho.
You produced a lot with him?
That's my producer. Okay. He does all my engineering, you know what I mean? And then it's just the growth. They're gonna hear the growth. Mm-hmm. They already see it. They're going to hear the growth. And, you know, we're going to put some more visuals out, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's just, it's inevitable, you know what I mean? If you, you know what I mean? Got JP on there. I got Ill Will Beats, Jacob Lethal. I got fucking, you know what I mean? I got some dope producers right now. I got Kamashi, what's his name? You know what I mean? He's a pretty big producer. And that's it. The music comes. It just flows out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know how to sound. Like, we were talking about sound the other day in the studio arguing. But we know we got the sound, we got the hustle, we got the drive, we got the connections. We're just putting it all together now. People are actually gravitating. It's crazy. You know, I'm about to actually get an Empire check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the good thing. So that's motivation. So we get this shit every month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We just keep building. Let's get us 1,000 a month, 2,000 a month, 5,000 a month. You know what I mean? Then we rolling. And then this whole city going to eat. The whole city going to eat after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's too much talent. Too much talent out there, and they just need to come be a part of it instead of trying to, you know,
bring people down.
Yeah, they got to get this distribution, man. They have to, or they're not gonna progress, and they got to get out the city.
Yeah. How'd you get the name Diggler Baby?
For my brother.
Your brother.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man.
UDF. That's who I do it for.
He featured on your song "Young and the Restless." Was it just a quote? Or
that's just like a reminiscence song talking about him. You know what I mean? But yeah, I talk about him a lot in a lot of records.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He the one that made me feel I could do it.
Yeah.
Cause I used to want to rap in front of people. We used to rap over tapes, people tapes.
Yeah.
Like Dark Pound tapes and shit, and handle Uncle Fred, you know what I mean? Cause we knew he was the way.
Yeah.
We knew he was the way. So we started that way, but it still took confidence, you know what I mean? So through high school, he was the one that was like, come on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I caught a case when I was like 17. Mm-hmm. We did a song. Then I left for like 3 years, for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. When I came back, he already had it constructed. Then we're going to do the group thing and new era. And then he passed away in 07. So when he passed away, I already knew that wasn't my lane no more with the group thing. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't for me. I didn't feel it. Yeah. So we did an album, a dope-ass album. And it just didn't, you know what I mean? Well, it's I was like, I got to go this way now, boom. Yeah. And shit, I just went with Diggler, you know what I mean? I used to just be Diggler, but... You know what I mean?
The baby sounds smoother.
It sounds smoother, and to go with it, it's just for legal purposes because there's a rock band named Diggler. Uh-huh. So I had to come with the baby on them, and it went perfect like a stamp. You know what I mean? So it's the Diggler baby on them now. We Diggler baby on them. So that's what we doing, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Tim Lewis. You know what I mean? Tango Lewis. Diggler baby. You know what I mean? Shout out 28 Grams OZ. You know what I mean? We just staying with it, bro. Shout out to Kid Heat, man. What's up with you, bro? Let's make this shit happen. Shout out to Jazzy Fan Atlanta. You know what I mean? Shout out my nigga Hus Mozzie, Sugar T. You know what I mean? Just for believing in me and letting me get that cold snap. You know what I mean? So I can keep wiggling because they believe in it like I believe in it. It ain't just about no money or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. A lot of people be about the money, which ain't nothing wrong with it. But I like genuine, you know what I mean, situations just like here.
Real.
And, you know what I mean? Shout out my city, Bakersfield. Shout out, you know what I mean, L.A. Shout out everybody that's fucking with me. We're going to keep doing it. Shout out Oklahoma. They fuck with me out there. Sacramento, fuck with y'all. Heavy. Sacramento's where I'm generating money at right now. So, you know what I mean? We got that 90 Blanco record coming soon. It's dope. Called Ghetto Love. So, we're going to fuck them up with that motherfucker. Oh, big shout out to the Barrier Compass. You know what I mean?